neighborhood, or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
You're looking for honey? Baby, don't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right.
In our second hour on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, two more invitees, as it were. We speak first with Senaya and her soul Creole, and we'll follow that up with Jab Jab, longtime members of the Caribbean tropical scene, as it were, here in Montreal. In fact, they were featured on the first version of the Festival International Nuit d'Afrique. To get us into the soul Creole, this is, I guess, her own title track from Senaya.
Je viens de loin vous raconter une vie. Non, je vous rassure, je ne vais pas pleurer. Combien des gens je suis souvent tombée, mais finalement pour mieux me relever, car je suis moitié femme, moitié lion, moitié forme, moitié divine, divine, moitié saut, moitié néant, moitié femme, moitié lion, lion. C'est mon soul créole, c'est mon soul créole, c'est mon soul créole. C'est mon soul créole. Partout à la fois, mesurant mon entrain, se battre pour mon pincel et mon quotidien. Non, je vous en prie, surtout pas de pitié. Combien des gens j'ai pu souvent pleurer, car je suis moitié femme, moitié lion, moitié forme, moitié divine, divine, moitié là, moitié partie, moitié moi, moitié les autres, les autres. C'est mon soul créole, c'est mon soul créole. C'est mon soul créole. C'est mon soul créole. Oui, c'est la vie qui m'entraîne chaque fois que je ne peux plus me voir dans la glace. Oui, c'est la vie qui m'entraîne chaque fois que je ne peux plus. C'est mon soul créole. C'est mon soul créole. Mon soul à moi. C'est mon soul créole. C'est mon soul créole.
Well, With great pleasure that we welcome on the airwaves of Funky Revolutions, Senaya. She'll be performing at the Nuit d'Afrique Festival, its 35th edition. So I wanted to welcome you to the airwaves of CKUT.
Yes, hello. How are you, everybody?
So a really interesting background, and maybe I thought I'd start with asking a little bit about that background and how it informs your musical tastes and your musical approach. I understand that you were born in Dakar, but your influences are from West Africa to the Guadeloupe. Tell us a little bit about that musical heritage and how it makes Senaya of today here in Montreal.
Yeah, I was born in Dakar, Senegal. And my father is from Senegal, too, and my mother is from Guadeloupe, Caribbean island, French Caribbean island, actually. And I live in Senegal, and I live in Guadeloupe for many years. And then I live in France, too, and from France, I went to Canada, Quebec, Montreal. And so my music, it's very mixed. It reflects actually who I am. It's different cultures, different rhythm, African rhythm, Caribbean rhythm. This is what defines my culture. And actually, I will say, I want to say black culture, but that means something, and at the same time, that doesn't mean anything, you know? So I prefer to say African roots, because this is the African roots that drives me actually, and that allow me to do the music that I'm doing. It's a very, like I say, the very mixed music. It's based on rhythm, all kind of rhythm, African rhythm. Like, for example, I have rhythm from Cameroon with the Makossa. I have a rhythm from Senegal, which is the Mbalax, you know. Usually, we tend to put all these rhythms in world music, which doesn't really mean something. But anyway, since I have the opportunity with you to define exactly what kind of rhythm, so this is why I'm doing it. So it's Senegal, Mbalax. You have also from the Caribbean, I have the Zouk. I have the Groka, I have the Begin, and of course the soul, the jazz. I'm trying to create my universe. The things that I love, I'm trying to put it in my music. And the music that also inspired me actually during all my life, I would say. So there is Mandy Bongo, there is Miriam Makeba, there are so many artists, major artists from Africa, from the Caribbean, like there is Kassav for Guadeloupe, for the Zouk. There is so many people, so many artists that inspires me. So that's why I'm trying to put this in my music and create my universe. Because this is, I have to find my originality. I have to kind of find my own voice, you know, through all this. And this is why I call my music Soul Creole, which is, Soul Creole is a way of seeing life too at the same time. For me, it's a way for me to not, how can I say that? To not let people define me, but I want to define myself. So I had to find something that define me. So I say, okay, I'm going to create the label, I will say, Soul Creole. And the philosophy too, because Soul Creole, it means to, for me, it means all this mix of cultures, that's for sure. And it means to be you with everything that you have inside of you, within you. Whatever it is, and whoever you are, you know, be free to express yourself as you want. That's it.
I have a question on créolité, but before we get there, you know, artists' personal expression, personal definition, very important in their evolution and in creating precisely a voice. Do you think that being biracial and being too rooted in the in Africana music and diasporic music. Did that give a certain urgency or push you even more to try and say, well, this is who I am, to a trouver une appartenance? Was that important? Was that something conscious for you, or is that just a natural evolution of an artist as you would see it?
When you say a trouver une appartenance, what do you mean by that? Can you be more precise, or can you give me more details?
Many people who are biracial sometimes have a confusion. I'm not Senegalese, I'm not Guadeloupean, or I'm both. And in some cases, I've met artists, or my own personal questioning of where do I belong? And so the work that one might do is to find where do I belong? Not necessarily a lieu d'attache, but perhaps a place of self-definition. And I was just wondering how that mixed background for you, if it was a conscious element in finding that personal voice and defining this soul créole that is yours.
Well, I would say, which is this is a very, very large question, very profound and very interesting too at the same time question. I think first of all, I think whether you are an artist or not, it's a human being thing, I would say, to find your identity, to see, you know, where you go, who you are, and where you want to go, where you're coming from, and everything. I think actually it's sanity, it's healthy to do that, to do this. To take this road, to take this ce chemin, en fait, because this is so important to be able to know who you are, because everything comes from you. You know, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what drives you, what you love, what you don't love, etc., you won't be able to go as fully of yourself. I think so. And as an artist, for me, it's a privilege. Honestly, I take it as a privilege to be, first of all, to be an artist, and because that's my work, and at the same time, that's very personal to go on that road of trying to see who I am. And every project, I would say, all along my life as an artist, as a human being, I have to do that. I had to do that, and I have to do that. Like, I'm going to do it until I die, you know, because this is part of the process. And I will say it's not only the artist process. Of course, with the artist process, it's really profound. You have to dig more. But I will say it's a human being process. Well, this is how I see it, you know. So, yes, of course, it's about my work. It's a matter of saying not who I am, maybe who I am, but also what do I love, you know, and who do I love, and how do I love it, and more than that, because it's always with me, it's always a perspective of love. I'm trying to find where I can find light and love, you know, in everything that I do. And I'm not going to say, okay, because I realize, you know, that I'm Guadeloupean, you know, I am Senegalese, but there is only one like me. And this is what the soul Creole is about, is saying that, yes, you can find yourself, you can be yourself, but don't forget, the more important thing is that you are unique. So that means that, even if I am Senegalese, there is no Senegalese like me. Even if I am Guadeloupean, there is no Guadeloupean like me. I'm unique. And all of us on this earth, we are unique. So there is only one like you, for example, you know. So if you don't do what you're supposed to do, nobody was going to do it the way you will do it, for example. You understand? I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but I'm trying to. So for me, la recherche d'identité But for me, it's normal to find yourself, your identity, to find who you are, what drives you, what you love, you know. But it's always with the perspective of love. But it's not like oh my God, you know, I'm suffering. Who am I, you know? And I want to kill myself and everything. No. Au contraire, it's like a light. I'm trying to go and find myself and love myself in the process and be able to put it in music, you know, put it in music in words also and say, okay, you know what? This is who I am. Nobody is going, as long when I open my mouth to sing, nobody is singing with like me. When I write, nobody is writing like me. So I have to find my way. I have to find my culture, and my culture, I will say my personal culture before anything else, before any other culture. I hope I'm making myself clear.
Yep.
C'est là pour vous.
For me as a thematic, la créolité has been something that actually, as we did our retrospective of 25 years on the program, I realized just how important a theme it was. And it means very different things depending on what part of the world you're talking. But I began to see trends right across the French and the English identities, musical identities of the artists that investigated as a theme. You talk about soul Creole. How does créolité work for you as a author, composer, guitarist, musician? How does that play out in this music that you develop?
Well, first of all, that's a beautiful, another beautiful topic. It's créolité. Créolité is so beautiful because, you know, I was reading not long ago, I was reading something about créolité and someone say, okay, I don't know what you say exactly, but what I thought when I read this sentence, and I said to myself, but le monde a été créole depuis longtemps. I mean, it's always, we are in the créolité. For me, créolité, it means that people are sharing for a long time cultures, languages, thoughts. There is not something that belong only to one, how can I say that? There is not something that stay only in one country or in one culture. There has always been sharing. Like, for example, the jazz, you know, the jazz, it's not only, it's coming from Caribbean, from people who came from the Caribbean, from people from Africa, from, you know, it's a mix of cultures. So for me, créolité means that, means a mix of everything, a humanity, for example. For me, it's like a humanity. It's like where créolité, for me, if I have to find a quick definition, though, it's where all people, all cultures, all human beings are, how can I say that, are gather themselves, are rejoining, if you can say that in English, yeah?
Yeah.
Rejoining themselves, you know. This is regrouping themselves. This is what I see at Très Créolité. And in my music, what I'm trying to do is that I'm trying to put, like I said, first of all, everything that I am. So since I'm Creole, since I'm Guadeloupean, so I sing in Creole, of course, the language of Guadeloupe, you know. I sing also in French, you know. I sing also in English. I sing also in Spanish. For me, créolité means that everything on earth is ours, you know. There is no, like, it's mine and it's not supposed to be like that, you know. And as long as you respect things and people, there is no problem. There is no problem because for me, everything that we, everything, of course, you start somewhere, you know, and I start somewhere. I start with myself, first of all. I start with everything that I am to create my music, you know. I create because I start with Senegal, because I'm from Senegal. So I put some Balach in my music, some Wolof, you know. I sing in Wolof too. I sing in Creole. I sing in French. I sing in English. So it's a sum of everything that I am, that I'm putting in my music. I'm trying to, you know. And every project, of course, every album, everything, you know, every project, every album, every show, could be different. It is different, that's for sure, you know. But otherwise, and I'm trying to find a consistency, of course, because of, you know, not confusing people too much, you know, because, you know, what is in my head, I have to transcript it. And that's it. But this is how this is how créolité reflects in my music, starting with me, with everything that I am, and then after that, I go, you know, I have no limits, because I think there are no limits. God created us without limits, so I try to, if, for example, I like an Indian sound, since I'm Indian too, you know, because my grandmother, she's from India, so I can take from India. I can sound from India. I have, for me, the music life has no limits. So whenever I create whatever comes in my mind, and I'm trying to put it in music and creating some songs.
Well, I guess that makes sense why your first album was called Garde la tête haute, keep your head up high. That positivity is that the way you also approach writing your texts, from Soul Creole, Dis-le moi, songs like that? Is that something that is conscious, or in terms of this kind of positive philosophy that you're expressing? Or is the textual part, your composition, auteur-compositeur role, more specifically driven when you approach any given a given song?
First of all, Garde la tête haute, it's the album, how can I say that? Garde la tête haute is the album that reflects positivity, because this is what I wanted to, you know. I wanted to everybody to, first of all, to understand what I'm saying, you know, and even the child of 4 years old and to 77 years old, you know, I wanted everybody to understand what I'm saying. And when I say what I'm saying, you know, of course it's in French, but the emotion, the feelings, the positivity, that's what I wanted to have. And I think I managed to do it, you know, and I'm very satisfied. I'm very satisfied with what I did at this moment, you know. Now I'm working in a different direction, but the same feeling, the same theme, meaning the positivity. I hope I'm answering your question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So this is it, you know, this is it. It's to keep the momentum. For me, the momentum is love. For me, the momentum is sharing. For me, the momentum is positivity. So that's why, whatever languages, there is a language with more important than every language. Every language, any language, it's a language, the music language. Because music, it's a language, you know. I sing in front of different people. I went to Africa. I went to Mexico, Caribbean, whatever. That's the same. Canada, all along Canada, they don't speak French, and it doesn't matter, because I will always say it again and again. Music, it's as its own language. It has nothing to do, it has something to do with emotions, feelings. Whatever you feel, this is it. Whatever you feel, that's it.
Our guest, Sanaya, will be playing at the Festival Nuit d'Afrique on the 9th of, Friday the 9th of July. Merci de nous avoir rejoints sur les ondes.
C'est www.divinesenaya.com, senaya.com. That's the website. And thank you so much for having me.
Un plaisir.
C'est une folie, une drôle de vie. Je te l'accorde, elle n'est pas facile à entendre. C'est une passion, une des raisons pour laquelle tu t'accroches avec raison. Tu en as connu des échecs, essuyer bien des refus, balayer tant de menteurs, maîtriser tant de folie. Aujourd'hui tu te mets en doute, tu restes coincé dans ta bulle, mais surtout, n'oublie pas.
Garde la tête haute, quel que soit ton chemin. Garde la tête haute, quel que soit ton lendemain. Garde la tête haute, quel que soit ton chemin. Garde la tête haute, quel que soit ton lendemain. Qui a pu dire que
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're tuned to the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, with myself, Khalid, on the People's Power Station in Mount Real, CKUT 90.3 FM. In our last hour, we present our interview with our third guest, Jab Jab. We got a chance to speak to one of the three core members of this group that's been around for more than 35 years, Ross Whiteman, who, along with his brother Sebastian Andre and Wayne Stout, are Jab Jab, presenting Caribbean tropical music here in Montreal. We start with Home Sweet Home.
Today, hey! like a rose in bloom. I've seen so many faces. You stand out in any
It's a pleasure that we welcome Ross Whiteman, one of the three creators, collaborators of Jab Jab, a longtime group here in Montreal with its roots in the Caribbean, Grenada and Trinidad. Welcome to Funky Revolutions.
Thank you so much.
As I just said, you guys have been around for quite a long time making music. Tell us a little bit about Jab Jab.
Well, Jab Jab started out, well, we did the very first Nuit d'Afrique festival, and we were operating as Jab Jab a little bit before that, too, mostly in the Caribbean community itself. We used to play in the Caribbean clubs exclusively, or sometimes do gigs in the Canadian community. But then we started up with Nuit d'Afrique, a really close relationship. That started, it began with the first actual Nuit d'Afrique Festival, which was in front of the Balatou Club on the open street on a little red and white Montreal stage, Montreal City stage. So, and we've been with them ever since, and we're going to be doing this 35th festival as well, so 35 years.
It's a big show at Le National, and paying kind of a homage to the importance you've had, the collaboration you've had with Nuit d'Afrique. How is your music? How has the scene changed for you over the 35 years of creation?
The only way I can say that is it changes is that there are fewer live gigs because as the rap music got going and DJs got going, live music sort of took a back seat. In a sense, not completely, but we did not play as much as many live gigs as we had done before that. The music is still well received, but because of the influx of the, as I said, the DJs and the rap and all of that, then it cut into what we were doing as far as live gigs go. But we're still there after 35 years, so obviously we find a way to play and record and all that.
In terms of your music, let's talk about where your the background to the culture that you bring to the scene, the Jab Jab culture, where your name comes from. Tell us a little bit about that inspiration for you and your bandmates.
Yeah, well, the Jab Jab is actually a cultural character in the Caribbean, in the Caribbean carnival, all across the islands. They have this Jab Jab, and even in the French islands, the Spanish islands too, they have a similar name, but it refers to the same character. So it's the Jab Jab is from the French word diable, so you can hear the closeness in the Creole pronunciation of it, Jab, and then they double it, Jab Jab. So we because we are playing music from back home, we decided we'd pick a name like that. Of course, the Jab Jab name is frowned upon. At that time, 30 years ago, that name was frowned upon because the Jab Jab is a kind of outlandish-looking character. in the carnival. You know, he doesn't. He's not a very he's not a very pleasant looking character. He's supposed to be the Jab, right? So he's all painted up with oil and tar and tails and horns and so on. And he's a fierce-looking character. So we took that name, and the name was kind of frowned upon back then. I mean, everyone knew it, but when we used the name here for the band, we were told in one of the Caribbean clubs that we were playing, no, I can't say that to people on the phone, that your name is Jab Jab. I can't do that. They're not going to come. And but we persisted, and finally, 30 years later, we noticed that the name Jab Jab has become very cool from something that was frowned upon back then. Now, so we've had to add a D to our name, an extra D to the J, second Jab, in order to distinguish ourselves from all those Jab Jabs online, the ones in Grenada, the ones in all over the place. There's all kinds of Jab Jab, and in fact, with the internet, we discovered that there's some kind of cultural character in India as well, which is called Jab Jab also, so to complicate matters. So we added an extra D. Jab and then DJAB to sort of stand out from the crowd a little bit.
I did notice that, and how the Jab character or name, even in house music, has been taken up. But I think you're revealing a little bit that the inspiration, the music itself, festive, celebratory. Tell us about the music that you've been making in terms of the Caribbean, the vibes that you bring.
Well, we set out to do music like this. We set our brand as being Caribbean music in Montreal, and so that's what we've been from the beginning. But we play all of the kinds of music, and we used to before that. So but our brand is the Jab Jab music from back home, with carnival music. We used to do lots and lots of gigs before doing, because somebody somewhere in Canada needed to hear, wanted to have a Caribbean party or something, you know, mm-hmm. reminiscent of the trips they might have taken down to the islands or whatever. So we used to play that kind of music, play the hit songs from down there, whatever they were. And then eventually we started doing our own songs. And those songs did not turn out, or always turn out, as pure Caribbean songs and music and style the way it's done back in the Caribbean. It changed a little bit. The fact of our being here and playing all different kinds of music beyond just the pure Caribbean stuff, those influences seeped into the rest of the music. So now what we do is certainly Caribbean, but there are other little influences in there. We've done a lot of R&B as well, not as Jab Jab, but when you're working to we used to do nothing but music, and we used to live off music. So we did whatever gigs came across if we could do it. And if there were people in R&B that wanted us, there were people in different styles that wanted us to be a backup, a rhythm section for them. So we did that. And once we started composing songs, that those influences seeped in. So it's identifiably Caribbean, but you can hear other influences in there.
I just saw a recent video of the three of you playing two guitars, drums. What's the musical heart?
As artists, musicians, my brother and I do a lot of the creating as far as composing songs. We are bass guitar and drums as the nucleus of Jab Jab, but once we have to play live gigs, we do a lot of gigs as three. So we might add congas, or we might add keyboards, horns, definitely horns, and so on. So we could get the full complement, I'd say, at about 10 people with the three horns and everything else. But the nucleus of the band is three of us, and we compose as three. The drummer, my brother, bass, and I play guitar and sing.
For this celebration, we're at the 35th edition of Nuit d'Afrique at Le National. You're playing with King Shadrach, and you also have two Burkinans, Kabe Konate and Kayiri. How did that collaboration come around?
It came through Nuit d'Afrique. Nuit d'Afrique knows us to be a band that we've done a lot of accompanying of different artists and different styles, etc. So they knew that they suggested it. We know King Shadrock. King Shadrock has, we have an upcoming album, and King Shadrock has done a few things. We asked him to do some toasting on certain songs. So we have known King Shadrock for a while, but we didn't know Kabe and Kairi. So we met them, and then we Africa are the ones who came up with the idea that we should accompany those people. And it's under the kind of, it's mostly a reggae vibe that all three of them do. Kairi a little bit different. And so they put us together, and we met them for the first time in the rehearsal the other day, those two, Kairi and Kabe. And it went well, so.
And you're talking about a forthcoming album. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Say that again, please.
You just said talked about the fact that there's a forthcoming album, a new project. Tell us a little bit about this new album, for example, with King Shadrock toasting on it.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, we started a new album, and it's complete now. It's called Spirit Move Ya. And it's our second album ever. So it's the same vein. It's Caribbean, with all those little influences that you might get from other islands or a little bit, you know. It's a mix of it, but it's identifiable as Caribbean or world music. And it's going to be out in September, late September. And so we're looking forward to that. The video that you saw is one of the songs from that album. That's going to be the first single, Masala. And so that one is, we composed that one for the drummer, who is from Trinidad.
You know, you clearly have an idea of the Caribbean experience, Caribbean tropical music, Anglo-Caribbean traditions. How do you see that interplay between the islands, the different experiences? How does that all mesh together for you?
For me particularly, the Caribbean is a whole in my head. It's a whole. You know, there are little rivalries from one island to the next, but in general you can speak out the Caribbean. If you hear some kind of Caribbean element, then you can say, oh, that's Caribbean, and so on. So in my head, it's like a whole, and ever since, from the time I was a child in Grenada, so it was to me one whole thing. But of course, there are little differences, there are specificities, as you say. So one island might do this musical style, another one might do something close to it. But for the person from outside who isn't that attuned in to Caribbean stars, musical stars, and all that, They would see it as one. In general, they call it reggae.
I look forward to the new album, and I want to thank you. And I think it's really important that you're being celebrated at this 35th edition. And I think the Nuit d'Afrique itself has really underlined the continued complicity, I guess, between you and the beginning and the founding of Nuit d'Afrique. So I wanted to salute you and your compatriots, Wayne and André. Thank you very much, and I look forward to your show. It's at Le National on the 9th of July with King Shadrock, Kabe Konate, and Kairi. Thank you very much to take the time to speak to us on Funky Revolutions.
Very good. See you in 35 years. There you go.
Bread and butter, you're gonna get yourself.
music from Jab Jab. We spoke with Ross Whiteman earlier this week, one of the three members of this group that's been around for over 35 years, Where You're Running. Before that, in the set, Masala from their forthcoming album, and Home Sweet Home to start off the interview. My name was Khalid, a pleasure to be with you. Hope you've enjoyed this program, our first feature on the artists of the 35th edition of the Festival International Nuit d'Afrique. Jab Jab and Senya, our previous guest, are playing on the 9th of July. Jab Jab, as you heard, at Le National, and Senya at the Balatou. In our first hour, we spoke with Yassine of Boulila. They're doing the Ganawa Fusion on the first day of the festival, the 6th of July at Balatou. The festival runs till the 18th. We continue with interviews on next week's program, reminding you, as usual, free your mind. Our collective ass will follow. We'll leave you with King Shadrach's new one, Peace, on CKUT 90.3 FM, Funky Revolutions.
Nation body. Marcus Garb movement. Parliament. We say I'm talking to the world. Not only my neighborhood. We want some unity. And we need a peaceful I'm talking to the world. Time now, so let the war cease. Let us come together, find the disease. War machine, me say them getting no beats. Just to feed them dirty one street. Generation and vampire skin in them teeth. Sucking out the blood of the poor and the weak. Putting a sheep clothing and move the speed. All the rest of them and them are just up in a sheep. Talking to the world, not only my neighbor.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show.
Thief. Banker.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.